What's going on, beautiful people? It's your man Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode. This video is going to be talking about a few things that I had on my mind with respect to education and the way that we approach education. The thing that sparked off this thought was my viewing of an influencer online, and I've noticed a lot of people that have the influence on the thinking and the actions of other individuals, typically those that follow them. They have a sort of a unique disposition on education in our school system. Like most institutions, they're not perfect, especially our educational system. But it's important to walk away with the capacity to think for yourself. I think that's the most important lesson with respect to our school and our educational systems. You have some amazing, amazing institutions out here, such as the biology department at Morehouse College, which is where I attended. And I had the best intellectual experience at Morehouse College, especially with my capstone experience. And I'm not sure that I would get that in another place. That specific experience, the mentorship that I received, the capacity to think on a different level, to question and actually wonder if I'm gonna be convinced by whatever's presented in front of me. I've noticed a lot of people, they fold under pressure because they don't have a certain capacity to acquire debate or argumentation skills. And that's something that was just all in one place. It's an institution. So the first thing I want to say is, don't think of school as a place where I want to go. Think of it as a small world, but a dynamic world. It's always changing. It's always moving. So whatever place that you go today, if you choose to go to a place, that can be school moving its institution in another place because of the lessons that you learn. So school isn't some place that's always in just one place. It's dynamic, it's changing, because you create school within your very being when you go out and teach other people, because you're creating an institution of the way that you think about life and the way that we approach life. So the many lessons that we learn is educating. If you choose to pick up 3 books, take away all the lessons in them, that's school, that's educating. You're educating yourself. You're creating your own institution. Think about trade schools. My dad has always been saying, trade schools aren't colleges. So let's change the way that we think about these institutions of learning. Internships, that's literal, hands-on educating. When you acquire skills, that's educating. But my main problem is, and my second point is, I want to challenge our influencers, our thinkers, people that have the capacity to guide people in a certain direction. I want to challenge you all to figure out how to link a person's desires with wisdom. I've noticed a lot of my Instagram, the people that I follow, they were saying, oh, school isn't for everybody, blah, 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 X, Y, and Z. But you're getting hands-on education in business, on content creation, on marketing. Those skills are taught in schools. So if you create a different, like an online masterclass or something like that, that's an institution of learning. That is a school. So you can't say school isn't for everybody and then go ahead and make a school online and still say it's not for everybody and you want people to come to your school. I think what they should do, and also another challenge, is give them a more positive give them a more positive outlook on what school and education is. That's first. And then the second thing, give them the capacity to think for themselves. I know a lot of people hold back a lot of information because they want people to come back and, you know, but if you're not creating leaders within your institution, I challenge you to try to do so. if you're a marketing agency or you want to promote your marketing acumen online within a masterclass or some sort of product, you should be creating leaders in that field, because everybody likes looking at beautiful things. So if you're creating something that's worthy of being viewed by whatever your target market is, then you should have the capacity to teach someone else that so that they can do it too. Because everybody wants to look at beautiful things, you know? So I don't know, that's just my mind on it. I'm not really a business major, but I do love the idea of business and interacting with people in a certain way, sealing deals, you know, that just builds your confidence, that builds your interpersonal skills as well. But going back to my main point, I want to challenge those influencers. You all have a lot to offer in terms of guidance to a lot of young people and a lot of older people as well, because they're getting in tune as well. But my major problem, and I see a huge opportunity for you all, change people's mind about education. It is not simply, oh, I go to school, I wear a uniform, do what the teacher says, shut up, don't talk. That's not schooling. Yes, we do have to change the way that we're doing school, and I know a lot of people that are being more progressive in the way that they approach education, but education should not be the thing that we're showing resistance to. Because when we do that, that means most people aren't self-motivated, and they don't usually get that click until later on in life. But at least when they get that click to be self-motivated, they'll have a foundation and they'll have the capacity to think. It'll be in an area that is useful to them and useful to those around them, because they can help build institutions together. But if they say forget school all around and they're just walking around lost in the world for years, that's a waste of time. So if school isn't for you, the traditional school setting, some other school is for you. We all have the capacity to think, we all have the capacity to learn, and it's in our nature and our essence to create. We're all creatives. This is art, me creating this video. I love video creation. I love putting my own spin on photography. I love reading. I love my interpretations of what I read. That's my creative space. And I do what I want to do because I can, right? So that wouldn't be a factor for me if I didn't have the confidence or the self-motivation to make that happen, right? So that's what we should be influencing people to do, especially those with so much influence. I just saw a video on Gary Vee and I had my own opinion on it, and I'm like, nah, let me listen a little more. Because I thought he was gonna send this young man off. But his mom wanted him to pursue accounting, and the young man wanted to pursue music. I think he plays a saxophone. And Gary Vee was just like, look, it wouldn't be bad to have a financial base before you go, and you might think you want to switch over your major to music or whatever it is. But a major in accounting and you're going into the music industry, that's perfect. That's beautiful. So much money to be made, so many people that you will meet of influence, right? There's a lot of opportunity in that. Accounting, you're set. You're set financially, and you'll have the capacity to do whatever you want on the side, right? So use school in whatever fashion that you wish to fund your dreams and to create yourself into a being that has the capacity to think for yourself. Critical thinking, philosophy, is so beautiful. And I noticed a lot of my friends that had gotten into it, they changed their their view on life, the way that we approach life, morals, ethics. Those things are challenged. When you challenge those things and then search for the answers for them, it opens up an entirely new world for you, right? And I've been blessed to have beautiful experiences with school because of my attitude towards school. I think it was Angela Davis. She said, if you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude.
Look, before you all chew me out, it's Maya Angelou. I get confused with the angels. Please forgive me.
And if you want to create an institution because you want to change the educational sphere, that means you change your attitude toward schoolness instead of rejecting school. You're rejecting an entire institution of learning. That is dangerous. Because if you have a society full of individuals that don't know how to think and don't know how to problem solve, that is a problem itself. So we can present the solution by changing our attitude and our approach on education. Thank you all so much for tuning in to another video. Please leave a comment, like it, and give me more suggestions that you like. Or even just comment on this video. Let me know what you think about our outlook, our aspects, and our attitude toward education. Let me know what y'all think, man. I'm out of here. Peace.
Ew, this lens is really bad.